shout, all my faults and all my scars, all my sometimes lucky stars, all my joys and my regrets, all my old guy clock cassettes. I knew the night we met, you'd get it all. All my lows and all my highs, all my truth and all my lies, all my rights and all my wrongs, all my pronoun love songs, all my future, all my roots, all my worn out cowboy boots, and I kick off in the hall, and you get it all. And I'd rather drive you crazy, be any more you can stand, than I let you try to love half a man. And all my cards are on the table, and darling, it's your call, but I'm all in to lose or win, you get it all.
Out every road I've gone, and I
knows how life's gonna happen. All the things you do is live it till it's gone. And I'm happy where I am. I got supper in the oven and a cold drink in my hand. I take naps when I want to, go dancing when I can, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Ain't it funny what gets you where you're going? Who's to say what's right or what is wrong? There ain't till it's gone. The only thing to do is live it till it's gone. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Think that was a hair more vocal, please.
None of your business, don't you ask no more. You said if you would do a better job of listening, then maybe you would understand why I'm at the door. You just had to paint the front porch ceiling turquoise. You said that's the way we do it in the South, and you claimed it keeps out all the evil spirits. Sometimes I can't believe the words are coming out your mouth, but I try, cause I want to know your heart the best way that I can. Through the laughter and the pain, and sometimes just insane, girl, all I wanna do is be your man. But sometimes we'll pretend like we're strangers. Have that meeting up for the first time, and I'll be a doctor or a secret agent. But just hoping that you'll laugh with me as I go out my lines.
Travis is one of those hateful people who just made the best of it and learned lots of new trades and skills. For instance, pre-pandemic, he had never played an instrument before. Can you believe it? He just found himself with some time to kill and access to YouTube. He just got on there and learned some shit. Called me up, says, "Hayes, I'm ready to go." You are.
Come in clean, leave torn apart, but
bad liver and a broken heart. But a bad liver. we stepped outside. They took a little walk. Katie held his hand, and Billy even talked. They sat by the pond. They didn't make a sound. And life fell easy as the moon came down. And who knows, baby, maybe we could be the one. Stay home for any extended period of time. And so like a lot of folks, I went and I got myself a dog. Actually, well, let me go back. I rescued a dog. I mean, hero is a strong term, but you can use it. Let's just go with hero. Hero, I think that feels good. I got on that app and I just swiped until I found the one I wanted, and then I went down there to the place and they were about to hand it to me. I said, hold up, before you give it to me, I want a good dog. And they said, yeah, sure, here you go. And I said, well, what is it? Before I take it home, tell me what it is. And they seemed very confident. They said, it's a lab. And I said, a lab, that's a good dog. I've always wanted a lab. I'm going to take it. I took her home and I named her Winnie. She was 6 weeks old and she's super cute and super friendly and sweet. She just grew way faster than any of us anticipated. I don't know if you remember that, I think it was a Dr. Seuss story about this kid who goes to the pet store to get a goldfish. And the guy very specifically says, don't overfeed this fish. And the kid doesn't listen and he overfeeds the fish. And pretty soon it outgrows the bowl and they have to put it in the sink. And then out goes the sink, and they have to put it in the bathtub. And out goes the bathtub, and they have to put it in the swimming pool. And I don't remember what happens after that, but it's a big-ass fish, is the point. And that's kind of what my dog Winnie was. She just kept growing and growing. And at a certain point, the vet pulled me aside. He said, Hayes, I don't think this is a lab. So I got one of those DNA tests, like 23andMe for dogs. And I got the results back and I called some friends over. We had been isolating, quarantining, and so we had some friends over for a socially distanced reveal party. We're all very excited to find out Winnie's origin story. And it turned out that her mother was not a lab. Her mother was a Great Dane. And get this, her father was an even greater Dane. Winnie's a big girl. We have lots of body positivity talks around the house these days. And it would be fine. It's just she eats everything. She's a puppy. She's sweet, but she has jaws like a crocodile. And she does a tremendous amount of damage to everything in our house. And since everything that was there was placed there by my wife, it's become a problem. She ate the table. She ate the chairs. She had a blanket this fella named Hermes gave my wife. That was a rough one, I discovered later. And at a certain point, she comes into me and just says, "Baby, this is why we can't have nice things." See, I cast out a holy line and thought she'd hook a big one, reel in an oil barrel and said, "Oh my me, this is why your whole world is on fire. This is why you can't drink from your own springs. This is why, this is why, this is why. Why y'all can't have nice things." So she walked back to the highway, flagged down a passing stranger, an old man with a kind streak, offered her a token. Just as she was partaking, the blue light started flashing as he slipped her handcuffs on. This must be it, Joe. This is why y'all are all strung out for Christmas. This is why I left you all at sea. This is why. This is why. This is why.
Just taking on my
Cities we're going to get to visit, the friends we may see along the way, the cool clubs we're going to get to play, all that kind of stuff, the restaurants you might get to go to, the museums you can visit. And Jared here just, his one simple criteria, he just takes a Sharpie and he circles all the states, the cities that are in states where marijuana is legalized. And let me just say, he's had a really great day, a really great day. He's been walking around, hasn't said a word all day. Just walks around, a big grin on his face, just emitting energy and love and life. Really great several days, actually, to be honest. We've been on the West Coast for a minute now. The other day, we drove through Humboldt County, and we stopped at a gas station, and we hear a knock on the door, which normally for a band of musicians can be an alarming thing when somebody just knocks on your door. And we open the door and there's a guy there and he says, "Welcome to Humboldt County," and he hands us a big bag of weed and we're like, "This is amazing." And Jared said, "I'll take that, thank you." From Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Jared Reynolds.
Thank you.
you row your boat, I won't mind. We'll pull to get there in our own sweet time, in our own sweet time, our own sweet time. Some stay in the shallow, some get in the deep. Some are slow and lazy, others up a creek, others up a creek. You know what that means. Yeah, we give what we are given, and we hope that it flows. Everybody's on the river just to take in river and bones. He drinks liquor, she loves the law. Some hear the music, some go overboard. They go overboard, they go overboard. Hard storms raging out in the west. Some never get lucky, some might have been born blessed. They might have been born. Yeah, we give what we are given, and we hope that it floats. Everybody's on the river just to take in different boats. Water is smooth, water is rough. Thank you.
Gasoline.
Texas, it's evil Tennessee. I said it's Tebow, Texas, and Tebow, Tennessee. And it's Tebow, them, the color made a fool out of me. I saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little bar on Murphy where they played guitar too loud. There were people drinking whiskey and there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston. It was almost New Year's Eve. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe. I hope you'll understand. All the night was feeling lucky, so I asked you to dance. And the way you looked up at me made me think I had a chance. But when I put my arms around you, I knew you weren't giving in. And I hope it will be different if I pass this way again. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe. I hope you understand. Woo! Well, I walk the road to get here with a guitar in a case, and I stopped in Pasadena if I'd known about this place. But you looked like forever where the water meets the shore. I've been thinking about you, baby. I can't do that anymore. I saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little bar on Murphy where they play guitar too loud. There were people drinking whiskey and there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston. It was almost New Year's Eve. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand. I cannot wait forever, babe. I hope you'll understand. Yeah, all the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand. I cannot wait forever, babe. I hope you'll understand. Texas called Beaumont. I may have over romanticized it a little bit.
Nobody likes Beaumont.
It's a fine place. I mean, I got some good friends there, some good people there, but it's a refinery town. You know, it's not that wonderful. But that's one of my more popular songs. And every time I go to Europe on tour, I run into people who are planning vacations inspired by that song. they really feel like they're connected. Like, hey, so we're going to Beaumont. Are you sure? But it's okay. It's okay. It's we just did a festival there recently, and it was really interesting. It's the kind of festival that only happens in Texas, I think. It was called the way deep, unnecessarily deep in the woods, to the point where cell signals don't work and there's no security. Music festival / barbecue cook-off competition / machine gun giveaway / just do whatever the hell you want. Kind of festival for a charity. That's what it was called. They had some kind of acronym, but I can't remember what it was, but it was a lengthy title. Anyway, so we got booked to play it, and we went down there, and it was cool because they had the competition, the barbecue cook-off right before we played, and there was a team there that named themselves after one of my songs, which was really special. You know, I had a song called Highway 87. It was the first song I ever recorded, and they named their team the Highway 87 Barbecue Cook-Off Team, Well, you know, there's career markers, and that was one of them, and then what was really cool is they won the competition, and it wasn't until I realized that they won that I saw on the back of the shirt, on the front it said Highway 87, but on the back of the shirt they borrowed from another one of my songs, on the back it said all the way from Beaumont.
With the white rose in my hand.
No, good guess though. That was, I totally get why you would think that's what it was. That's the whole setup of a joke, is that it's not going to be what you expected it to be. See if I can still land this one. It says all the way from Beaumont with a rib in my hand. Which is pretty poetic, I thought. Anyway. damn thing will. Couldn't stop laughing at your two left feet. You never gave a damn about trying to please me. And somehow it made it all feel so easy. I point out your favorite star. You get kicked out of every bar. Wake up weary from a hard night's sleep. Looking like a promise that I could keep. And hell, love is so easy when you're moving slow. Hiding from the outside, lay low. Forgetting your trouble. The world worry, cause you and me alone. So many things I don't understand. You keep your flowers in a coffee can. You roll your eyes at the jokes I tell. And told my mother she could go to hell. I look out, babe, now the night is so fine. Hold your heart up against the skyline. I've always had a hurt that I can't tame. But it all feels better when you say my name in the hills. Love is so easy when you're moving slow. Hiding from the outside, laying low. Forgetting your trouble, let the world worry. It's you and me alone. Everybody's walking their own tightrope. I'm betting their money will be the first to fall. But you and me, baby, don't show them all. In hell, love is so easy when you're moving slow. Hiding from the outside, laying low. Forgetting your trouble, let the world worry. It's you and me, I'll say hell. Love is so easy when you're moving slow. Hiding from the outside, laying low. Forgetting your trouble. The world worry, cause you and me alone. Let the world worry, cause you and me won't.
All my life I laid around while colors
She crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. And it lands like a bird on a telephone wire. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lay. She brings her roses and a place to leave. A drunken poet's dream. A drunken poet's dream. A drunken poet's Songwriter. He's been kind of a mentor to me. I stalked him for years until he would hang out with me. And the way we met, I was living down in Austin, Texas for a bit, and I was sleeping on my buddy's couch. And in Austin, he was running a pornographic website unsuccessfully in an era where it was really hard to fail in that particular business. And I was selling vacuum cleaners door to door during the summer, trying to. I never actually sold one. But Kirby vacuums, they really suck. I couldn't get any gigs, but I finally got myself one gig from noon to four on Sundays at the iconic Green Hall on the front side of the wall. And it was sort of just a gig for tips and for tourists. So I put the tip jar out and I would play for 4 hours. But one day, Ray Wiley Hubbard walks into my show. And I got real excited. I thought this is a big opportunity for me here to really, like, he had the key to all my Americana, folk, rock, country, singer, songwriter dreams. And so I thought quick, and I got on the microphone and said, "Hey everybody, I need your attention, because I have a brand new song that I just finished that I'm really proud of that I want to play for you." And I could tell everybody was watching and listening, including, most significantly, Ray Wiley Hubbard. And then I proceeded to play one of his songs. I thought he's either going to find this really funny or we're never going to speak again. And last October, he invited me down to Austin to perform at his 75th birthday party. So it all worked out. So, having said all that, I'd like your attention, if I could, just to play you a brand new song that I just finished that I'm real proud of. It's called Mississippi Flush. Well, they got a little game called Five Card Draw. And it's hippie serious in Arkansas. But you can make a little money waging their cards. But you can't get to heaven living this hard. Deliver me from my sorrow and shame. Release me from my burden and pain. It's one-eyed jacks and suicide kings. It's the ace of spades and two black queens. It never draws to an inside straight. I can feel his hands knocking at the gate. Deliver me from my sorrow and shame. Release me from my burden and pain.
tell mama where I've been. I'm going to the river and I'm gonna jump in. Blackbird, blackbird, come back again. In a card game, and he looks down at his hand and he sees a 10, a jack, a queen, a king, and an ace, and they're all the same suit. That's called a royal flush. It's a very good hand. Some of you may be wondering how good a hand is it, Hayes? But I'll tell you, if you find yourself in a card game and you have that hand and you're in possession of a house, you bet it. It's an ace high straight and all the same suit. Oh, read 'em and weep, this hand can't lose. Yes, somebody said it ain't good enough. Cause that don't beat a Mississippi flush. Mister, I thought, won't you tell me again? Oh, what's a Mississippi flush? How's it beat this hand? He said, it don't ask questions in the graveyard. It's a small revolver and 85 cards. Deliver me from my sorrow and shame. Release me from my burden. To travel with a full drum kit, and y'all are worthy. 12 drums, plexiglass, one of those chairs that flips them upside down so you can do cool Tommy Lee type stuff. But there's a recession going on. Now it's just 3 drums that somebody gave him for Christmas. Some cymbals he found for the band left the night before. And shit he rounded up from his kitchen before the show. He's got some Topo Chico bottle caps. Some kind of Scrabble board game. A broom. It's a weird-ass sex spatula toy. I don't know what that is. Put that away. It's a family show. Put that away. A can of Old Milwaukee. Some Christmas ornament. What is that? Like, come on.
Napkin rings.
What?
Napkin rings.
Napkin rings. You're like MacGyver for drums. We have to get a beat in 30 seconds or the building will explode. Call Mike Meadows. likes to work from Austin, Texas. Please welcome Black Love.
Machine and a city was done.
rollers, a whiskey chaser, Lone Star Tranker, Midnight Rambler, Dirt Road Divas, a Highway Gambler, Moonshine Mama, Panty Dropper, Dalai Lamas, Old Bill Popper, High School Hero, Back Row Preacher, Fuller Hustler, Tantric Teacher, Teenage Cutie, Bottle Ticket, Merry Krishna, Beat Chicken, beneath the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. And all the bills this joint is 67. Then a boy went off to fight on Christmas Eve. In a war nobody won, she lost her only son. Now everything he loved is what you see. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again. Oh, me and my old friends. I need the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. Lord, I told him Jesus loves a sinner. And his daddy told him the music saved his soul. Between the drunkards and the band, it's a fitting promised land. Before the King of Kings and the King of Rock and Roll. And Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here. So if you need a shot of Dickel or Redemption, boy, the Delta meets the Sea of Galilee, and Cuba washed in the blood of the Mississippi mud. But come on, all you non-believers, and you'll see Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet. I need the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. It's good to be back again for me and my old friends. I need the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. By and by, Lord. Travis creeping around behind me. It's to tell the band that I'm playing the wrong key. And I put it together and I... Oh, it sounds better. Well, I'm wild as a turkey, high than a Christmas moon. Fancy as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. Well, I come around too fast, and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Shit, trouble, and wrong in the field. And this whole world that I give me just because I have my fun. Everything gonna slow me away. Right, right, babe, let me always wrong. I bet you'll drive dancing to the same old song. You love like an angel in a place you don't belong. And I'm gonna take you away. You know, Yeah, we don't need no sleep, girl. We'll get plenty when we're dead. You can leave these fools behind you now. Come with me instead. Oh, I'm gonna show you the time. I'm wild as a turkey. I'm a Christmas moon.
Scattered across the yard.
I'd have stayed back home in Houston if I'd known it'd be this hard. All but it is, I'm busted. I'm broke down across the bay. And I might not make December, but we keep carrying on this way. Our pretty curls and deep depressions, I keep falling from the sky. I got all the time in there, no sense to wonder why. And the nights of all big casino sign, and we can pack up our RV.